Christmas is just a couple of days away, so the last thing you need is some goody-two-shoes financial planner scolding you about how much money you spent or overspent. So no spending sermons, maybe just a solution or two about how to handle all those credit card bills that come your way in January. If you spent too much money Christmas shopping, then you already know you're going to pay for it in January. So how do you find some extra cash in January to pay for some of the overspending that you might have done in December? Try looking in your passbook, your desk drawer, your pay stub, and even the refrigerator. Do you remember a passbook? Those were the little booklets that the banker gave you to keep track of your savings account back in the day. If you're chuckling under your breath that anyone so ancient that they could ever have used a passbook, I'll bet you would use one if the bank still paid 5 to 7% on savings account like they did back in the day. Well, what if you could earn 18% or more on your savings account money today? Well, that's the impact, short term anyway, of taking money out of savings and paying off high interest consumer debt. Once the debt is paid off, begin saving the money that you were sending to your credit card company. Believe me, it will add up fast. Next, take a peek into your desk drawer. That's where you keep all your insurance policies, isn't it? Come on, be honest. You don't even know where half your insurance policies are. Well, if you haven't had a thorough review of your insurance in the past 3 years, you should. Sit down with an agent that you trust and go over your coverages with a licensed, experienced agent. The savings could be significant. Now, let's take a look at your paycheck stub. If you tend to get a large refund every year, consider adjusting your withholding to more accurately reflect your actual tax obligation. Why let Uncle Sam hang on to your money all year long? Maybe you've got a large and even shocking lump sum due each and every April the 15th. You may want to have a little more withheld every paycheck so as not to have heart failure every spring. Your pay stub will also show you how much you're having withheld for company savings plans or voluntary 401k plans. Just keep in mind that paying off debt is often your best investment for now. Temporarily reducing the amount being locked up in company savings plans may free up funds to get you out of debt sooner. Finally, let's open the refrigerator for our last round of cost-cutting ideas. You can substantially reduce your grocery bill by planning ahead for what you'll need. Take it from one who knows, going to the grocery store on an empty stomach and no clue as to what you're going to look for usually equals a very hefty grocery bill. Shopping for cash flow bargains is kind of like Monday's after Christmas sales. A little here and a little there, and after a while, you have done some serious shopping. Well, offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore, wishing you a Merry Christmas.